The times are a-changin' in Virginia, where the short-term rental industry is exploding. That has the hotel industry worried, and their lobbyists have descended on Richmond in an effort to get the best possible deal.
I think the hotel industry wants the government to protect their monopoly.
That's Republican delegate Chris Peace of Mechanicsville. He says technological advances have brought disruption to almost every corner of the free market.
The hospitals want us to protect their monopoly. Uber, the taxi cab industry, wanted us to not allow Uber. I'm sure the banks are going to come forward and say we need to outlaw fintech apps because you can now send money directly to people without using a bank.
Last year, Peace introduced a bill that would have regulated Airbnb and other short-term rental operations at the state level, but it was scuttled after pushback from the hotel industry and local governments. That led to the creation of a commission to look into the issue and make recommendations. During a meeting of that commission, Airbnb operator Jerry Stokes of Fredericksburg brought in a couple props to make his point.
This is the onerous package that I got from the Fredericksburg zoning officer. 24 pages of hoops I have to jump through. Here is a one-page application from Charlottesville.
Stokes would much rather deal with statewide regulation so he could avoid the headache of dealing with Fredericksburg. But leaders in the hotel industry say, hold on, they have to register with local governments. Why shouldn't everyone else? Edward Denton is with the Virginia Beach Hotel Association.
At the end of the day, the homeowners ought to be required to register. They ought to be required to follow the same exact laws that bed and breakfasts follow, because that's what they are, people.
Hotels and bed and breakfasts across Virginia are regulated and taxed. The state knows who owns them, who operates them, how much money they make. For Airbnb, though, all of that happens in the shadows. Beth Erickson at the Loudoun Convention and Visitors Association says many of the Airbnb operators rent out two or more residential properties.
While they account for 17% of the hosts, they are 40% of the revenue. This is big business.
But is the juice worth the squeeze? Local governments would actually have to book rooms just to find out what the address is of the operators. And that creates a tension that led to this exchange between Erickson and Delegate Peace during a recent meeting of that commission to look into new regulations.
We're talking about an area that is gray, and we don't know how juicy that orange is. But at $197 a night as an average rate, 900 rooms in inventory, that's a pretty good orange.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And as a member of the Appropriations Committee, with a $1.5 billion shortfall, I would love to know how much tax we would have collected since July 1st had we passed the bill.
Edward Mullen, representing Airbnb, says local governments face no legal restrictions to collecting lodging taxes.
There's no legal impediment to collecting it. The impediment is a logistical one. And candidly, that logistical impediment was a big reason why we brought forward a bill this year to allow the hosting platform to collect and remit at the state level.
That bill failed, though, and now Delegate Peace is hoping the special commission might be able to craft something for the upcoming session, which is only 4 months away. He says one of the reasons the bill died is that it had no provision for Airbnb operators to register with local governments. He thinks that might offer an opportunity for a compromise.
Well, I think you may see some give in certain areas, and it may be local registration with a fee, but no further local obligation on the part of that homeowner.
The commission is expected to issue a final report and a series of recommendations before the end of the year. I'm Michael Pope.